Hello everyone, and welcome to the third and final of our featured speaker interviews. For those who missed it, we interviewed Mr. Academic Agent and Mr. Millennial Woes previously. Those are available on the website, and there is a playlist as well for our live events if you want to click on our channel. But without further ado and introduction, let me welcome Mr. Panama Hat.
Hello there. Thanks very much for having me on. I hope you've had a good day yourself.
Yes, it's been a day. It's been a day ending in Y. It's
Yeah.
a normal work day for me today, but
Well,
that's a good thing. I
there you go.
like a bit of normality. For those of who may not be familiar with you, who may have been living under a rock or may have stumbled onto this somehow through some parallel YouTube dimension, do you want to give a quick explainer about who you are and a little bit of what you do?
I've been in these spheres for some time now. I basically talk about kind of reactionary ideas and philosophy. I'm also something of a poetry obsessive, very much into the arts and literature. Sorry if you can hear noise outside, by the way. I basically have just engaged in that kind of thing. Many people will have known about my speech at the previous Nomos event and also at the two Shieldings events this year and last year.
Yes.
Yes, that's basically it.
You are kind of our continuity speaker this time because I know you don't do a huge amount on the internet anymore, but people do really enjoy, and I really enjoy your in-person speeches. And a lot of people did give very good feedback last time. I did, despite some slight drama regarding trying to get the event to go ahead in Birmingham. It did go off very, very well.
Very, very well, yes.
Despite the venue basically not providing half the things they promised.
We got away all right in the end, yes.
Yeah, we for those of you who didn't see our roundup or listen to our roundup, there was no microphone provided at the venue because apparently someone had run off with the only XLR cable in the building. So we had to do it thespian style. We had to
Yes,
project, you know.
shouts, yeah.
Yes, we had to
Well, I
project our
was fine with
voices.
that because I hate microphones anyway. I much prefer. I've got a very booming Welsh voice, so I like to just project across the room.
Right.
Like
A
that.
little bit of boilerplate stuff, though, for those of you, again, who may have stumbled on this or are not as aware, Nomos is our in-person events vertical. They are mainly meant as networking nights where people can get together, get to know each other. The first event we did in Manchester, for those of you who are not aware, was purely about community and community building. We had Count Dankar there as our MC. Unfortunately, he won't be able to make it this time, for he is at Comic-Con, the massive nerd. But we had him. We had,
Soy
yes, we did. We had some decent featured speakers there. We had British Knight. We had some of the guys from Shieldings were in attendance. There was a nice mix of people, and that was. But it will be a year ago to the day when this event is held. So Nomos Manchester again. It was at the Beer Keller Manchester. We actually stood up and gave vaguely reactionary speeches in a beer hall, which I thought was
Wonderful.
hilarious.
You didn't stage your putsch, though, did you?
That unfortunately there was no Nomos putsch. No.
Very fair.
Our second event for at which you were speaking, and obviously we were speaking as the organisers, was Nomos Birmingham. That was centred around the idea of a right-wing vanguard and being a vanguard movement. We had there Sam, who was from Brombot Digital, Brombot Magazine. He was very good, despite it being the first time he'd been public speaking. There is a recap episode on the website if you guys are curious about what these kind of events are. Tickets are £40. The early bird ticket for the Friday additional event has unfortunately sold out. We have sold out of all of those. So if you want to make sure you get your regular ticket, they are £40 plus I think a £3 transaction fee from Eventbrite, just because of using the service. But that includes a hot meal. It includes, which is a buffet and canapes, and we will have a private room with a private bar, with a capacity of around about 100 people. Last events we, I think last time we had about 80 people, and the one in Manchester we had about 75. So it has been a relatively high turnout. We have basically sold out both of the events. Like I said, so if you want to get your ticket, there is always kind of a last week rush. So make sure you do get them. But we do have a bit more capacity this time because we've been quite fortunate with the venue. It will be in central London, the nearest landmark of which is St. Paul's, but there's lots of stuff around there. That's not too specific. You'll be added to our mailing list when you buy a ticket, and you'll be informed of the venue a week before. For those of
I
you,
will
yes.
shell you. This is very much worth coming to. If it's anything like the one that I went to earlier this year, it's very good. It's a wonderful day out, wonderful night. Speeches are good, lots of drinks, good food. Get to sort of have a bit of a knees up with everybody. It's great, great fun.
Yes, and to tantalize a few people in these circles, we have already announced Academic Agent and Millennial Worlds. Although, like I said, there is always excitement from the people who know about you speaking. You're like the you're like the Velvet Underground of the dissident, right? You know,
Basically.
not everyone's seen you speak, but everyone who has seen you speak wants to go off and write their own speeches. So,
Yes.
but I'm not sure how much I want to go into because I don't want to ruin this stuff for the event. But the theme this year again is quite a broad topic, like the last ones were relatively broad, but it's really what do we want, which is a little bit of a hint at some of the positive vision stuff, I suppose. It's a an idea of something that hasn't happened yet, which is codifying, like, what do we want? It seems like a very simple question, but it's not one really that in the emerging circles of what we would consider the distant right has been answered. So I just wondered a little bit of your kind of a little bit of your take on the theming.
So the theming, as in the sort of topic of this event,
Yes.
I was very pleased. Because I like a broad topic, because it gives you so much interpretation and things to talk about. I mean, again, this is probably very very remiss of me, and I'd please the people in question do not take this as a kind of as a put down or an insult or anything. I very much enjoyed the Childings event this year, but I did feel a little bit held back by the topic as such. I felt it was a little bit too narrow, the whole logos versus practice thing. It's a very important idea. But I did obviously have to push the boundaries a bit, and I felt a lot of the best speeches were the ones that kind of went overboard on the topic. They kind of overstepped it and kind of
Oh,
took it into
yeah.
a more general phase. So as if you compare that to the topic at the first Childings event, which was where do we go from here? I think that's a great topic. It's a great idea for an event, because it gives you such a good scope to talk about whatever you want. And that's how I feel about this one, this whole what do we really want? I'm pleased because it's simultaneously the most basic, easy question on the dissident right, and also the most difficult, brutally kind of complicated question on the dissident right, isn't it? That's at once, because well, it's easy to say, what do we want? Well, we want there to not be, I don't know. We want there to not be trannies in the school. We want there to not be a billion immigrants arriving every week. We want there to not be, a load of know nothing dimwits in the circles of leadership. We want to not be ruled by shady international cabals of finance. We want not to have to eat the bugs and live in the pod. Okay, that's easy. But then it's like, well, okay, that's all the things you want to get rid of, but what do you want? And that's
Yes.
where it begins to get difficult. And I think that anybody that's spent a millisecond on the dissident right knows that this is fundamentally a problem we've yet to solve. What do we want? And I don't think we ever really will, until the moment comes where all of a sudden we have some kind of power or the chance to affect something, and we have the circumstances, then we won't know exactly what we want. Everybody will have a slightly different answer. Some people just want to return to kind of Trumpton and live in like a sort of I suppose something akin to an English village as it would have been in 1949 or so. Some people want kind of a whole sort of continental wide return to kind of sort of European in integrity. You have Catholics, you have Protestants, you have all kinds of Protestant sects as well. Orthodox people. You have people that are just interested in English revivalism. You have people that are more interested in the Celtic countries. There's obviously been the huge, rather unfortunate thing between Americans and Europeans recently on the dissident right. Everybody's got a different vision and a different want, focused on different levels, different faiths, different ideologies, different lifestyles. It's a very complicated question. So the thrust of my talk is basically going to try to be to say, well, how I think I'm going to focus less on a specific, well, here's just my vision, and more on kind of how do we kind of maintain unity while preserving the differences. And this again, I've tried to with every speech I've given, whether it was at the Shieldings event last year, Nomos event this year, the Shieldings event this year as well, what I've tried to do is maintain a continuity between those speeches. That kind of you can listen to them in order if you want, or read them in order, and they will each one builds on the one I gave previously, if you see what I mean. That they continue in their ideas, and one of the basic themes that I've been speaking about has been this fact that we need greater unity without sort of tyrannically smashing all the different strands of thought, because it would be silly to expect everybody to have a unified creed, in that sense, a unified kind of micro vision, where everybody's
Yes.
aligned on basic principles, like some kind of political party. We don't want that. We just need, I hate to use the term, it's a political cliche, but kind of a big tent, if you see what I mean. We have to be able to focus all our energy into a single fist when we need to, but that doesn't mean that we have to be, strung together all the time and trying to iron out every single difference. And this is obviously a very complicated and difficult thing. But I think it's deeply, deeply important, very necessary.
It
So
is.
that's what I'll be speaking about anyway, we're trying to.
Oh no, I didn't want to. Like I said, it's kind of a balance between giving a good preview and basically ruining what you're. It's a good little overview there, I think, and it's something I agree with as well. That I actually have a slightly more positive view. A lot of people describe me sometimes as black pill, but I'm just trying to tell people, how bad things already are, rather than trying to get people to give up. I think there is a lot of unity about what we want. It's just largely unspoken. And if you drill down and talk to most people who share the ideals that we do, you will find an immense amount of common ground. It's something I've been
You
very
will.
heartened by when I've had these conversations, and really why I wanted to theme the event around this topic of what do we want. Because having that conversation, most people will find that they want the same thing. And you're right, a lot of the layers that seem to be bigger differences on the surface, things like, pagan versus Christian or Catholic versus Protestant and all those, really. When you come down to creating a vision like this, those don't actually matter because those things are able to exist in a more local, a more balkanized, a more, to use a cliche, a more free world, as it were, a more natural world, to put it in those terms. And as I spoke about during my interview with Woz, who had the same thing you did, he's very enthusiastic about having an event that gives really, really pushes people towards more of a positive vision area to try and fill in that gap. But what I said there is I'm going to sidestep this a little bit. I'm going to sidestep my own theme and do it in more of a practical way, where I say what we want. Isn't just philosophical, it's also very, very tangible. And it's to not to run it too much. It's things like we need lawfare, we need actual organizations, we need things like NGOs. And there is a room for the what we want conversation, not just with the people with a more philosophical mind, but with the people with a more practical mind. And it's actually a slightly bigger question than we even think it is, because there's a lot of stuff that we want that we can have essentially right now if we're able to put the groundwork in. And it's a very heartening topic once you get into it. It is kind of becoming the ultimate white pill the more I think about it. So I'm very much looking forward not just to the speeches, but to having the face-to-face, the one-on-one conversations with the people there, because that really is what I go to these events for, what I go to things like Shieldings for, and why I organize things like Nomos, is that for a brief moment, the dissident right, as it were, actually exists in real space. It actually crystallizes and becomes a thing when we all gather together, and I absolutely really do enjoy that, and that's why I would encourage people to go there. It is a great way of making yourself realize that you are definitely not alone, and that is one of the core things, I think, in getting people into a mindset of victory and out of a mindset of constant defeat. because that is a problem. Again, so you identified as well that people have this idea of what we're against, but not really what we're for. A couple of practical things, I suppose. I know we as the organizers and speakers, we tend to rent Airbnbs. If people are looking for accommodation, I will provide a link below to the London Basket Weavers, who are trying to, basically as we speak, to arrange accommodation between each other and themselves, because there's quite a few
A
people who live.
great bunch of lads, by the way.
Yes, a great bunch of lads. I would encourage
Yeah.
people as a step towards that kind of community stuff, if they can, to join the Weavers and find their local chapter and try and get a weave together. We recently went in Manchester, which was kind of Manchester's inaugural weave, because we've had a few logistical issues on everyone's end, really. It's just everyone's very busy. But if you need accommodation and you're trying to find something affordable in London, do not despair at the hotel prices. You may be able to, if you're willing to rough it, you may be able to find a couch. And I know, Panama, we've had you on our floor and stuff occasionally.
But the thing is, I like that. It's fun. I mean, I'm not saying everybody should do this, but I have to say, I do enjoy, sort of coming down to where it is, Birmingham or London or wherever, and sort of getting the whiskey and the cigars out in an Airbnb and sleeping on the floor, and giving a spit. I like that. It's a bit of life to it. It's not totally kind of sterile and dull.
No,
A bit sort of roughing it
it's very
a
rough
bit.
and ready, and we do try and keep, despite it being a formal event, I should say that if you do book a ticket, do be aware that we do demand really formal attire. That's been in all the communications.
Yeah,
At
men,
least, yeah.
get your suit iron, get your tie on, get a nice
Yes.
shirt. Women, don't dress like a whore. Get a nice dress or something.
Or if you're going to dress like a fancy one,
At least look like an expensive fella if you're going to dress
Oh dear, we're gonna get in trouble already. And I would say, not to disparage the Shieldings event, there is a greater ratio of women at the No Moss events,
A little bit, yes.
definitely.
Also, I would, I mean, I'm all humor aside, I would reiterate AA's point that he keeps making, which is very important, that it is important that you do dress the part, that you do look serious and professional, because outside optics, even on this small scale, are still very important. You don't want to be a bunch of rowdy, like loutish looking guys, unkempt and scruffy,
No, you
showing
don't
up
want to
with it.
be in a children's playground,
No,
dressed like a
exactly.
redditor carrying a Kekistan flag.
No,
That's not.
with a plastic bag full of like tinnies of beer or something.
Yeah, that's.
Don't do that. You can go back and find the Stream 1A's channel, How to Dress Like a Gentleman. Watch that if you've got no idea. But basically, wear some nice clothes and a nice shirt and behave well. Not, I mean, not that we have to tell this audience this. I mean, the
No.
audience that are going to be watching this know all of this outside, inside out. They've been to events before. I've probably met most of them. They're a wonderful bunch of people. Always well dressed, always polite, always switched on. It really is. I'm not trying to collectively blow smoke up the arse of the audience here, but it is. This the best thing about the events for me is the community, being able to talk to everybody and. It feels tangibly like we're building something, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. That's one of the better things about this, I think, is
Yeah.
the tangibility. Again, to go through a couple of the basic things, like I said, we have unfortunately sold out of the early bird tickets for the organizers and speakers dinners on the Friday, but we do still have at least a decent amount of general admission tickets left. Again, just to drill it into people, because I know sometimes it's hard to cut through the static. 29th of October, London City Centre, right in the centre. We've got a great venue, we've got food, we've got speakers, and we've got, community and some decent conversations, hopefully some decent cigars too.
Oh yes, I mean, I'll of course be bringing my pipe and hopefully my rare tobaccos I've ordered from America will have arrived then, so I
Very
can
nice.
everyone can have a pinch of those now.
Well, not to get too long in the tooth, I will quickly say that Panama Hat can be found on social media still. You still have a Twitter, which is at
Yep, at
First By
First By Hat.
Hat.
Been a bit quiet of late because of personal circumstances, but I'm sure once things pick up at the end of this month, I'll be back to. Tweeting and posting things. I've got a few projects coming. I have a book of poetry coming out at the end of the year, And I've got a book of essays coming out sometime in the next few months as well, which I'll just put out. I'll self-publish through Kindle probably, and it'll be called The Miskin Street
Yes, I will link.
Paper, because they've been written on Miskin Street in Cardiff when I was living there.
I don't have it up to hand, but I will link your Twitter, your YouTube, which I do have up here, and maybe also your author page on Amazon, just in case people are curious and want to keep up with that. I think those are the best places to find you.
Definitely.
Thank you for speaking to me today, and thank you for agreeing to speak at the event.
No worries.
Again, it's we try to provide accommodation for our speakers, but nobody's really getting paid for this. We try and break even on these events. We're quite open about what our costs are, what our ingoings and outgoings are. We were quite transparent with the Birmingham event, so we do try and organise these really as community first. We're not for profit, although there's nothing wrong with people doing that. I just think to get people in and get the prices right. I'm willing to do this, without the profit incentive there, because I enjoy it so much, really. Not to pretend I'm a martyr. I do really love doing this. That's why I do it. But again, thank you for speaking to me today, and to everyone, have a good evening.
Yes, indeed. Have a good evening, chaps.